time is 7 after the hour. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Don't mix it up with any of the other things. It's hard to mix this program up with anything else that's around there because it really is pretty unique, thank heavens, for what we talk about and who we are. Rich McFadden at the controls, another good dad at the controls in our studio in Washington, a lovely woman, young woman, young. Do women who are your age prefer to be young women or young ladies?
Yes. Young women.
What young ladies refers to what? If you're
I'll
a young
just
lady,
say it's okay. Young, I think young women's just more. It's just used more. No. Young lady's fine. I just hate to be confused for a lady. So, you know.
But how about if I when, say girl?
No.
Girl, no. No. I'm a woman now. Yes. Can't you see? I've blossomed.
Let's say I were to walk into a group of you and your friends, and I were to address you all as, "Hey, girls, what's up?"
That's fine. Hey, girls. Okay. Is
what
fine.
Really offends me is when a waiter or a waitress at a restaurant will say, "Hey, guys." And they're not talking about
that
it.
They say all the time.
They do. I know. I don't like it.
Hi, guys.
I don't
Why?
Like it.
Who cares?
I don't think because you're not a guy. Richie and I are guys. It's just another loose, flipping flop.
So does that mean you can't call an actress an actor?
I think it's difficult to call, with credibility, to call an actor
an actor.
Because
that's a big faux pas.
I think you can use the term guys as loosely as like people.
Yeah.
Hey, folks.
It's conversational.
Like, hey, folks.
Yeah. No, I don't buy it.
I don't like folks.
No, I don't either.
Folks.
Folks.
Okay, folks.
I would never do that.
That's all, folks.
Folks. So, here's a rendering of a problem, and I wonder if people have made... There are a couple of problems I want to kind of stream around, if you'll pardon the pun. The first one has to do with CVS and the big deal that has been
big
made
problem.
Out of... Well, it isn't really. It could have been, I suppose... Except when you consider the fact, this goes back to one of the threads of the program today. We have been talking a lot about exaggeration, misrepresentation. This is not about misinformation. This information is correct. However, when you look at the coverage versus the number of people who are impacted by them, for those of you who don't know the story, CVS runs the biggest drugstore chain in the country, if not the world, Consumer Value Stores. They apparently accidentally distributed tamoxifen to parents instead of children's fluoride pills. So, there's not likely to be any health consequences from it. It just kind of would underscore for me why I want to go back to the local guy who's the drugstore guy that I know by his first name, and I know I can trust him not to screw stuff up. There aren't many of those people left anymore. Here's a pharmacy in Chatham, New Jersey. The pharmacy says that they improperly dispensed tamoxifen instead of children's chewable fluoride tablets to about 50 families. And by the way, this goes back to December. It's not like they did it yesterday. They did it in December. So they're trying to figure out why it happened. It happened because they're too big. They have too much, and I don't know whether we have them as sponsors now. They're in and out, I think, as sponsors, Richie, aren't they?
We're
happy to have the sponsors. But I got to tell you, this is just another example. Walmart's got to have a pharmacy. Target's got to have a pharmacy. Kmart's got to have a pharmacy. You have Walgreens. You have all these big companies. It's kind of like, in terms of understanding what's going on, whether I like it or I don't like it, and I rail against big business. There was a mess this weekend. If you flew United, you know what I'm talking about this weekend. It was an unbelievable mess because they merged their computer systems and they screwed up a half of the flights or whatever. At least half the Continental flights were screwed up. I don't know about the United flight. I don't think the United flights were screwed up. But here's a company that now has 784 airplanes. They have 114,000 employees. They're all over the world. How do you run a company like that, honestly, and run it well? I don't know that you can. I mean, maybe to a point you can, but you're not going to have all the people working for you. How do you take care of the guy who's in Butte, Montana, that's got a beef with the company? You have somebody from Chicago going to take care of the guy in Butte, Montana?
I actually know the guy who was writing the computer program for CVS's pharmacy.
Really?
To digitize all of their medical records.
Yeah, okay.
And so, he's like, they are just jamming to get it done, get it finished.
Right. So here in this circumstance, the good news is no illness, no injury, nothing bad happened. But let's say there's something else that has, you know, the wrong heart medicine to somebody.
That's the thing that scares me. Yeah, if it can happen with this, it can happen with anything.
Right. Yeah. So,
and do you now have to, before you take anything, go home and look it up online to make sure you're taking the right thing?
Well, you get a lot of information. Now, the government has required that, and this is one of the reasons that, one of the many reasons that it costs so much to buy drugs today, you get a slip with you that tells you what that drug is all about, how it's supposed to be used.
Right.
All of that information to read. And frankly, I read it. I got some, well, I don't get that many drugs, but I got something for my eye a while back. And I remember reading it and thinking, there's so many exceptions. It kind of reminds me of the ads that we run here. You see them on television. You see them on the radio. There's a 14, 15
second. They cause explosive diarrhea. Your eye may fall out. Your eyebrow may, you know.
They cause death. Yeah. They cause suicide. These spots,
awful.
There's so much required. I mean, I think it's amazing that they spend the money. It tells you about, I guess, the power of the word or the identity. Honestly, I'm not exaggerating. Most of those spots, at least half of the content of those spots, is why you ought not to take it, why you should be worried about it.
Let me tell you something.
And it's really kind of
disturbing. Have to be pretty sick to throw down a couple of pills where on the bottle it says outside, may cause rectal bleeding.
Yeah.
Right. How sick do you have to be? It's got to be a pretty serious.
Sick.
Yeah, it's got to be a pretty serious disease going
right.
on for me to be able to pop those down.
Right. So, and the parents that are outraged about this, come on, get a life.
Or suicide.
But there are a lot of
suicidal thoughts
that are around. And again, the heart stuff would be what I'd worry about more than anything else. If you take the wrong cancer medication, it's not going to cause cancer. You take the wrong heart medicine.
You could be Blitzville.
Adios.
Yep.
Yeah. I think that's the most serious and most difficult. Matter of fact, Richie, see if you can find Ken, will you? On the phone. I want to talk to him about this for just a second. Dr. Ken Kronhaus. We'll see if we can find him. Meanwhile, it's 13 past the hour on Good Day.
Hey, Kelly. So, who'd you hire to do your emails?
What? You know it's just me here.
Come on, I got your newsletter. Pretty fancy. Photos, coupons. Come on, who is it?
Oh, no one, silly. I use Constant Contact.
Really?
With ConstantContact.com, it's so easy. They make me look like $1 million, and the emails really work.
Oh, yeah?
It got you in here today, didn't it?
Touché.
ConstantContact.com. Plans as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial.
And now here's another tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a parent with children under 17, you could get a tax credit of up to $1,000 per child. And credits like these are so much better than deductions because a tax credit reduces your overall tax bill dollar for dollar. That means if you have three qualifying children, that's $3,000 fewer dollars you may owe Uncle Sam. To find out how TurboTax can help you get the maximum refund you deserve, go to TurboTax.com.
What type of investor are you? Do you prefer high-risk stocks or long-term CDs? Learn how to avoid costly mistakes with your money so you can invest enough for the future. Jeff Mackey, co-host of Yahoo Finance's Breakout.
There are four big investing mistakes you're going to need to avoid. First, recency. That's buying what's been up and selling what's been falling. Next, overconfidence. Be sure to diversify your portfolio and keep that trading down. Third, don't believe that great companies necessarily make great stocks. And finally, don't assume the experts have all the answers. They do their best, but it's up to you to run your own money.
Do you want to test your investment skills? Play Fantasy Finance on Yahoo Finance through May 25th for a chance to win $50,000. It's a 12-week online fantasy trading game where you receive $100,000 of play money to create your portfolio. You can also share the game with your friends online and easily track their progress. For more info, visit fantasyfinance.yahoo.com.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
It's actually four frees.
What?
Yes, it's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you get free expert help. See, that's four frees.
You just blew my mind. Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
This is Traffic Chopper 1. Everything's congested right now, including me.
And I suppose you're going to blame me?
Mucus, how'd you get in here?
Listen, I'm tired of being blamed for sinus congestion.
Well, I can't breathe.
Then try Advil Congestion Relief. Often the real problem is swelling, not mucus. Advil Congestion Relief reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Looks like things are clearing up.
Clever. Advil Congestion Relief, the right relief for the real problem. For more information, visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
All right, so there's a perfect example of what I'm talking about.
Use as directed.
There's an Advil
or not
spot. How many spots, Richie, look at the log just for the heck of it and see how many spots we have on the air that have some connection.
That have a warning
drugs.
Label.
And see, Advil, Digestive Advantage, let's see here.
I mean, sometimes we have a lot of, we have a heavy load of a lot of these prescriptive drugs.
Move Free. Yeah. Chapstick, they wouldn't need one.
No,
though.
They don't need that. Don't swallow chapstick. That's probably about the only thing.
Yeah.
So we're having a conversation. Dr. Ken is busy saving somebody's life. We always like it when we can. It's like the deer in the headlights with him. When you call him, and I'm surprised he answered the phone, actually, because on Mondays there are, and I just, it was a shot in the dark figuring we may be able to find him. But he, on the weekend,
you know what, the
Monday
morning after a party, what your living room looks like, that's also what your body looks like.
Right.
And Dr. Ken has to clean it up.
And that's Dr. Ken's office on Monday morning with all these people that need to have attention. I mean, so he said, going back
he was
you,
like,
you
know, I'm kind of busy something. Right now.
No, I've got my hands full.
My hands are full at the moment. And what that means is that probably his whole staff, often, if he's with a patient, he will rarely answer. When I call him on a cell phone, if he's with a patient, he doesn't usually answer the phone. So I'm surprised that he answered the phone. But you can tell immediately by his voice, Richie, the first two or three words out of his mouth. If he's into something that's heavy.
He has something going on.
He
either
something.
That or he took a wrong pill and has explosive diarrhea. That could be it, too.
Yeah, that could be it.
Could be suffering a side effect. We don't know.
If you're just joining us, we were having a conversation about this pharmacy. It's a CVS pharmacy. That improperly dispensed tamoxifen instead of chewable fluoride tablets. Now, the other side of this is, why are you giving your children fluoride tablets? There's nothing about fluoride. I know Ken will argue this until it's one of those things, where's the evidence? The evidence is from people who, at least I respect, who have done a lot of work on these sorts of things, that will tell you that fluoride is way more dangerous to your entire health and well-being than the benefits that you might get by having it, using it to make your teeth enamel stronger. Richie, you're not letting your children brush their teeth with fluoride toothpaste, are you? Or giving them fluoride?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well.
I took fluoride pills when I was little. They were great.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to take fluoride pills.
Can you get a hold of welfare services, or family services in
in my
Maryland?
Neighborhood, they're busy right now.
Yeah. See how much good that does you.
A lot on their plate.
Yeah. The government's going to go after the government.
Yeah. Well, right. That's it, see. The government is so wrong on this. My God, it really is. Hey, man. But you can, you know, enough people yell enough, loud enough, make enough noise. Okay, we're going to start to believe it. Even if it isn't true. 21 past the hour. I'll tell you what's true. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. That is the truth.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Birthdays for Monday, March the 5th now, as we normally do at this time every morning. And so I'm thinking about Murray Head, and I can't place him. And I don't place the song either.
It was a one, it wasn't even a, I don't even know if it went to number one. It was like in the top 40.
Yeah.
Remember this?
Yeah. So let's not spend a lot of time on
this.
I don't know it either.
You don't remember, Jen?
Yeah. No.
It was the mid-80s, kind of that punk new wave kind of thing. So, but here's one you'll know.
Singer Paul Evans is 75 today, as is singer Eddie Grant.
No.
75. He's 64.
No.
64.
I'm 64, okay.
And bad enough. Electric Avenue. Most of us remember this. Without Prejudice.
Yeah, right? Reggae guy. Yeah. Turned a little rock and roll.
Yeah. He's a Jamaican guy?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Do you have to be a Jamaican to be a reggae person?
To be a reggae person? No,
reggae,
you do
reggae.
Not. To be a real one, yes, you do. To be a fake one, no, you do not.
You know how it worked? And then either of you take Latin?
Pig.
Yeah, no.
Ixnay on the ADO raw.
Yeah, it paid at and lay. I was got an A in.
All right. So then you know, you understand if you did take Latin why I started. I heard this in my, I just heard it from me. Reggae, reggae. That would be a feminine. And you know how the Latin works? Reggae is the masculine, reggae, reggae.
Like Latino and Latina.
Right. Yeah, right, exactly. Yes, very good, Ben. You're good.
Yes. I did take Spanish, just not Latin.
Spent enough time on Eddie Grant.
Me too.
Alan Clark, who's the keyboardist for Dire Straits. Ah, what a great song.
A good one.
Ah,
we're doing
what a great song. Drag it out.
The walk of life.
Yep. Best thing Dire Straits ever did, I think. Don't you think? Do you agree?
Well, I mean, a lot of people would say Money for Nothing, not a bigger hit. Or
were you ever in Dire Straits?
Yes, I'm in them today, as a matter of fact. Thanks for asking,
exactly.
Jennifer. Yes, right.
I heard Doug was in Dire Straits, but I don't see him listed on the album credits anywhere.
Exactly. I spell it differently. Anyway, Alan Clark is... see, this is a British band, right? Dire Straits, aren't they a British band?
Yes.
Alan Clark is 60 today. This sounds so good, I'm prolonging it for a moment.
Great album.
Yeah.
So, do you like this better than the Sultans of Swing?
No. Okay, so take care of Mr. Clark. Let's get to Craig and Charlie Reed. Are they the Proclaimers?
Yes.
Obviously, they're twins.
This is from the same era as Murray Head.
Okay. So I get it.
Kind of like that 1982 to 85 kind of.
All right, so these guys, the twins, are 50. Here's one that I do get, even though they aren't my cup of tea. John Frusciante is the guitarist for the Red Hot Chili Peppers. It's 32. I know them because, I mean, I know that certainly connect with that team. I don't know. Again, about the music. We, most of us know who the Red Hot Chili Peppers are, right?
Yeah, if you were cool, you would just say the Peppers.
Yes.
The Peppers. Or Chili Peppers.
I'll know.
Nobody
I'll
ever
know.
Says Red Hot.
I'm not that cool.
Yes, you are.
So, but the
it's
fact that I know
hat.
That Kevin Conley was E on Entourage.
You like Entourage.
Cool. I have liked Entourage. I'm sort of sorry that it went away. Because it was kind of a...
it was a great show.
Yeah, it was. It got into a lot of the issues and stuff. It was created by Mark Wahlberg, who wanted to tell the story about people who followed as sycophants. Would you call them sycophants? The people who were... Who were groupies.
Let me look it up real quick and I'll get right back
groupies,
to you.
Groupies. Groupies, yeah. Right? Groupies.
Hangers on.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Dean Stockwell, the actor, you'd recognize him if you saw him, was in Dune, Beverly Hills Cop 2, Long Day's Journey into Night, The Legend of Billie Jean, Quantum Leap, I think was his big deal. In fact, what is that music you're playing in the background?
New Kids on the Block, Happy Birthday.
Oh.
Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Donnie was a new kid.
Donnie, sorry.
Is it birthday
right.
day, too?
No, I'm just, since you mentioned the Wahlbergs, there we go.
Mark had it
after our good
the
name.
Funky
our
bunch.
Date with Hollywood's most honored leading ladies. I'm Bill Newcott, and this is Movies for Grownups.
One of the awards that makes Movies for Grownups truly unique is the category of Best Grown-Up Love Story. And accepting this year's award for Best Grown-Up Love Story on behalf of the Iron Lady, I am deeply honored to present the great Miss Meryl Streep.
That's actor-director Kenneth Branagh at this year's Movies for Grown-Ups Awards Gala in Beverly Hills, February 6th. The crowd at the Beverly Wilshire Hotel rose to its feet to greet a clearly delighted Meryl Streep for accepting on behalf of herself and her co-star, Jim Broadbent.
Gosh, thank you. Thank you. On behalf of Jim, who could not be here tonight, I thought this was an award for the cutest couple, like in high school, but... And he is undoubtedly the cutest part of this couple.
Oscar nominee Janet McTeer introduced Glenn Close, winner of our Best Actress Award for Albert Nobbs, a film Close worked 15 years to bring to the screen.
Thank you, Janet. I can't think of anybody that I would want to get this award for more than Janet, because my dearest dream when I grow up is to be as tall as Janet McTeer. This movie was indeed a great dream of mine, but it's about somebody who many of us would say has a very little dream. One thing that this journey has taught me, that there is no such thing as a little dream. Thank you so much.
Other honorees attending our big night included Martin Scorsese, Sharon Stone, and Max von Sydow. The premier sponsor of this year's Movies for Grown-Ups Gala was Sycamore Entertainment.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
Time now is 30 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden. Roberta had to go because she had to go.
She had to go, but yet she's still here, kind of.
Kind of, sort of, maybe, perhaps, yeah.
She's on assignment. That's my favorite.
She's giving me a back rub, in fact, Jennifer.
That's the assignment.
Are you amazed at how tight my neck muscles are and... shoulder muscles and all of that stuff.
Oh, wait, I just threw up a little in my mouth.
Okay, so one of the things that we've been on, Richie, are we okay or what are we doing here?
I'm calling Steve right now.
All right. So this Rush Limbaugh thing has a lot of different ramifications than just the obvious stuff about Sandra Fluke and whether she's a slut or a prostitute, or the tone in which that message was delivered. It has to do with birth control. It has to do with health care.
Okay, you're creeping me out. What's happening?
Get out of here. My bird is tickling me. All right, anyway. So where was I? I got goosebumps. Thank you, Roberta. That was good. Yeah.
So, Rich, spring training.
So, anyway.
First game.
Baseball.
The male slut of baseball, the award goes baseball. To me. All right, so let's get to what we think is the issue. Well, we've approached it from, like, three or four different angles. Okay, you got Limbaugh and his radio show and his reputation. Okay, that's number one. How far can you go on the radio with your harshness? Number two. Number three, the Catholic Church and whether they want to cover what it costs to get birth control pills and all that stuff. And then... the amount of money that the public is paying for women to be on birth control. I mean, there are more issues. We could probably dig around and find more in this whole thing. Our legal expert is Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is the attorney, has actually done a lot of work over the years on scams, has a new website where you can find a lot of info. I'm trying to remember which it was. Scamfest?
Scamicide.
Scamicide. That's what it was. I kind of like Scamfest, though. Has a ring to it as well.
Scamfest. Let's all get together and scam people. It'll be a hoot.
Right. And then Wiseman can sue us all. We'll be all fine. Okay. So you have written a very interesting piece, which one can read at talkers.com. And in that piece, you sort of spell out what you think the issue is here. So share that with us, will you?
Yeah,
Yeah, it's kind of interesting, and one of the things is...
Well, we'll determine whether it's interesting.
Well, my students are going to have to, because right. I teach media law at Bentley University. I'm going to make this a quiz tomorrow.
Yeah.
But the idea is when Rush Limbaugh says that Sandra Fluke is a prostitute and a slut, there could be an issue with his right under the First Amendment to comment on her on a newsworthy event if she's a public figure. And, you know, this is a long developing history, the idea of the media being able to make a mistake. So I went back to the case of New York Times versus Sullivan, and this had to do with criticisms that went on down south during the civil rights movement. And the idea was, if you're a politician, and then later it was extended to a public figure, the media can comment about you and make a mistake, be wrong. They did this with 60 Minutes, did this with General Westmoreland in Vietnam, right. And they were wrong. But
yeah.
In order to be held liable, they have to have made those statements either with malice, knowing that they were false, or with a reckless disregard for the truth. But there's also the question of, is Sandra Fluke a public figure, or is she a public figure for a limited purpose, just for her testifying? And if he starts commenting on her in those instances, it may be beyond the law, so she may be able to sue him. Of course, one of the interesting things, there have been cases like this before, there was one in particular where they said, well, when comments are made on talk radio, you look at the type of show and the hyperbole that's there, and the defense is no one would believe what he said, and therefore he can get away with it.
So, in terms of liability, I wasn't thinking, that's why I'm glad to have you on, of whether or not she was a public figure or not. I'm just figuring the source of the statement and passing it off to, you know, he ought to be able to say whatever he wants to. And if, in fact, he's sued, that's part of the freedom of responsibility or the responsibility of freedom. You want to say stuff, you leave yourself open to any number of things, accusations, loss of business, being sued.
He can be fired.
Right.
This is what happened,
He's not
going to
get fired.
He won't get fired, but, you know, he has lost...
Seven advertisers for now,
yeah.
Anyway.
I agree with you. His position is pretty strong. But they can, if they choose... He doesn't have a First Amendment right to say anything he wants on their radio station, so
uh-huh.
He
right.
could be fired.
Exactly. So that's the thing that people don't understand. And when people come to radio stations and demand to have, demand my rights of freedom of speech. You have no rights on the radio program or the radio station other than what the management or ownership wants you to have. Because it's,
absolutely.
Well, they say, it's the public airwaves. Sorry. It's a lease. We, as owners of radio stations or programs or whatever, have a lease on that. Now, you can get in the way of the lease if you want to. When the license renewal comes up, you can go to the FCC and say, that Rush Limbaugh, like has been done for the Fox stations when some of these Neanderthalic groups would go to the FCC because they haven't got anything better to do. I mean, what people don't realize, actually, with most of these 501c3s, especially if they're Washington-based and they're quasi-lobbyistic, they say they're lobbying for you or the public. The real reason they exist is because 9 times out of 10, these are legislators and or their staff members who can't find a job, who love living in Washington, so they come up, they concoct some scheme to they can tap into some source of funds and continue to exist. And I remember every time Hillary Clinton would open her mouth, 10, 12 years ago, some of the right-wing groups in Washington, they'd go out on a fundraising spree, and they'd rake in millions. Hillary Clinton's going to wreck public television. Oop! $900 million comes to these funds. That's what this is all about. So if you think they're really watchdogs, you're kidding yourself, because they aren't. They're advocacy groups. They're there to grind and get money. And so these phonies in Washington, I'm thinking about Los Angeles, John and Ken.
Yeah,
this group of who knows what these players are that are, they wouldn't know John and Ken if they fell over them. you know, they just, well, they were advocating, they're looking for money and donations, they have a position, they want to take them off the air because they're offensive. The only way to get rid of people, especially, John and Ken are going anywhere either, because they're the top billers on the radio station, so they ain't going anywhere. You know, well, does Clear Channel, the owner of the station, by the way, they own the company that Limbaugh works for, do they squirm and wiggle a little? Maybe, just for appearance's sake. What I got a kick out of, Steve, is that it was announced over the weekend that John and Ken are going to take sensitivity training. Give me a break. The only reason that they're listened to is because they are insensitive.
Absolutely.
So you're going to train them to be, to not do what they do that gets them the listeners and makes them popular. Who's kidding who here?
Well, you know, you really hit it on the head with the so-called special interest groups that are reflecting the public. And here's an interesting thought. When you go back to the Super Bowl and the wardrobe malfunction with Janet Jackson, how many people do you know that were really upset? Frankly, I don't know many people.
I know. All I know is that people wanted to see more, not less.
Yes, and you really didn't see anything. But what was interesting was when you analyzed the number of complaints that came to the FCC, you find out that they came pretty much from a very select few groups.
These same groups.
They're not representing anybody.
No. They represent themselves. They've made a lot of noise. Planned. What's that group that Brent Bozell runs that gives me a pain in the you-know-where? What's it?
MRC, Media Research
Media
Center.
Research Center. Yeah, those guys. Like the other side. What's the liberal
Research
group?
Research Council.
What's the liberal group on the other side? Media Matters, right?
Yeah.
Same bunch of hypocrites. Same bunch of phonies. They're just so full of themselves and malarkey. But they fool enough people who get onto their advocacy, you know, on the mailing list. They raise millions of dollars. And it's all foolishness. It really is. It's hype and foolishness. So, anyway. And then they, by the way, some of that money now, the PAC money that they're raising, goes to various candidates.
Oh, yeah.
It goes around and around and around. So what do you think? This woman, if you're her lawyer, do you tell her to sue Rush Limbaugh?
I do.
Okay.
But I do, because as I tell my students, the answer to every question is it's about the money.
Yep.
He's got a position of jeopardy in this, because he's got a lot to lose as far as not his job, but his position. He has to look a bit more reasonable. He doesn't want to lose a lawsuit on this. He also doesn't want to win one where they say, hey, he's just a commentator. He's a blowing smoke. There's nothing there. It's hyperbole. No one takes him seriously. He doesn't want that either. So I think you'll see a lawsuit. I think you'll see a settlement. I don't think you'll see a disclosure of the settlement. And he'll do the same kind of thing that people do when they're sued by the FTC. I didn't do anything wrong, and I promise not to do it again.
And I'm not making a comment. So does he pay this, or does Premier pay? If, in fact, he's got insurance, obviously. We all have umbrella insurance for that kind of stuff. But let's say he gets sued for $5 million. Somebody's going to write a check to this kid for $1 million. If it's $5 million, right?
Yeah, I don't know she's going to get that kind of money, but she'll get some significant money, and I have a feeling it won't come out of Rush's wallet.
No, I'm thinking that as well. Oh, my God. But it sort of dampens the other side of it is, Steve. Steve and J.J. Wiseman, our attorney on Good Day, is here. We're talking about the Limbaugh thing. It does go further into the same sort of muddy swamp that we're in now, looking over our shoulder, always worried, are we saying too much or going too far? Whereas before, we never, when you and I got started doing this a long time ago, or within reason, I guess a number of years ago, we didn't worry about this sort of thing. We didn't ever worry about whether I didn't worry because I don't do that kind of a program.
Right.
But I slip up myself from time to time and say something. Of course, anybody who does this for, what do you mean, well?
No, back in the day, they didn't have the ability to take what you said and spread it virally then. All they could do is go, did you hear what such and such said to another person? And that was it. And maybe it spread that way. But now you post
there's
it on
records
YouTube,
of everything.
You tweet it. It's viral within 60 seconds.
All right. I would like us to find, Richie, go into your archives and see what you can find from Joe Pyne. Joe Pyne was the best. He made Limbaugh look like a scout. His stuff, the stuff he would say. And the other guy, what's his face? Wally, whatever it is that was.
Wally George.
Wally George. He used to stay. He and both these guys were both radio and television guys. Wally George is Rebecca De Mornay's father.
Mm-hmm.
He was the craziest coot that you could ever possibly. He'd throw people off the air. A lot of them were actors, and so it didn't make any difference. But every once in a while, he'd hit somebody that was real, and it was hysterical. Joe Pyne was absolutely enthralling, but he was the grossest. I don't mean gross about bodily functions. He was so vulgar when it came to handling people. Do you agree, Steve?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, the stuff he'd say to people and get away with, and Wally George the same way. I don't know. I mean, that Alan Berg used to say stuff like that, and he got murdered by the skinheads in Denver. I mean, that was a Wild West. Pardon the use of the pun, but hey, those guys, they made Limbaugh look like Mickey Mouse. They really did. And, you know,
and another thing here is, does anyone really think that Limbaugh was seriously saying that? I mean, when you hear Rush Limbaugh say she's a slut, she's a prostitute, and particularly when you take it in the context that he made it, does anyone really think he was accusing her of that? It was just, you know, the usual hyperbole and all.
I heard it, and I wanted her number.
Be careful, she may give you another number.
There you go, all right, exactly. All right, Steve, thanks. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the attorney here on Good Day. And I mean, how many men, honestly, am I going to get in trouble for saying this? Come on. When she spends $3,000 a year, or so she said anyway, I don't know how much of that was drama, but you spend $3,000 a year on birth control when Jennifer spends five, not 500,
$5.
$5,000.
A couple of spins in the old vending machine in the restroom. Ching.
Oh, man. Okay, what kind of trouble are we in for having said that? Richie, call the FCC and reporters, will you please?
I already did. Hot on the case.
I'm sure they are. 12, because they're hot on the case of Sandra Pflug, you can be sure of that. It's 12 before the hour on Good Day.
This is Traffic Chopper 1. Everything's congested right now. Including me.
And I suppose you're going to blame me?
Mucus, how'd you get in here?
Listen, I'm tired of being blamed for sinus congestion.
Well, I can't breathe.
Then try Advil Congestion Relief. Often the real problem is swelling, not mucus. Advil Congestion Relief reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Looks like things are clearing up.
Clever. Advil Congestion Relief, the right relief for the real problem. For more information, visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
And now here's another tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a parent with children under 17, you could get a tax credit of up to $1,000 per child. And credits like these are so much better than deductions because a tax credit reduces your overall tax bill dollar for dollar. That means if you have three qualifying children, that's $3,000 fewer dollars you may owe Uncle Sam. To find out how TurboTax can help you get the maximum refund you deserve, go to TurboTax.com. You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shif Move Free Ultra.
If you're having trouble finding the time to scoop your cat's litter box every day, you're not alone. A recent study revealed nearly two-thirds of cat owners admit that when they arrive home late, scooping the litter box will have to wait until the next day. In addition, 84% worry about unpleasant odor, and approximately half use scented candles and air fresheners in an attempt to mask litter box smells. But there are ways to keep your cat's litter box fresh. Avoid unwanted odors in your home and make sure your cat is happy. New Arm & Hammer Ultra Last Clumpy Cat Litter provides long-lasting odor control even when you can't scoop. Every granule is coated with Arm & Hammer baking soda. Plus, the formula has powerful odor destroyers to deliver extended odor control. It is available in a variety of sizes at leading retail outlets nationwide. With Arm & Hammer Ultra Last Clumping Cat Litter on hand, you'll know your cat is well cared for, happy and healthy. For more info, visit ultralastlitter.com.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super Sea Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super Sea Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, superseaveg.com. That's super, S-E-A-V-E-G.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-SEA-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super Sea Veg daily is eating right.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
Tomorrow is going to be super for somebody. The question is, who? I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. It's called Super Tuesday. To this point, it's the most important day on the road to the Republican presidential nomination. Depending on who you're talking to, there are either 10 or 11 states with primaries or caucuses set for tomorrow. Whichever one it is, there are plenty of delegates up for grabs, with the most attention being focused on the battleground state of Ohio, where the latest polls show a very tight race between Mitt Romney and Rick Santorum. So, what are some of the candidates saying with Super Tuesday straight ahead? Well, Rick Santorum feels one of his biggest problems is Newt Gingrich.
We have the anti-Romney vote, if you will. Both Gingrich and I are out there slugging away.
And Santorum on Fox News Sunday said that he and Gingrich are splitting that anti-Romney vote and that it's time for Gingrich to step aside. For his part, Newt Gingrich says he's not going anywhere. He appeared on CNN's State of the Union. He said he thinks he can beat President Obama in the general election and beat him in a landslide.
The president is going to go into the fall with very expensive gasoline, a weakening economy, a disastrously bad policy in the Middle East, and a trillion-dollar deficit.
As for Mitt Romney, he picked up an endorsement yesterday from House Majority Leader Eric Cantor.
Who's going to best be able to lead this economy back to a growth mode, create jobs so people can feel better about the future? And I just think there's one candidate in the race who can do that, and that's Mitt Romney.
Cantor making that public endorsement on NBC's Meet the Press yesterday. Cantor is the highest-ranking Republican so far to endorse Romney, if you don't include former First Lady Barbara Bush, who offered her support to Romney in recent days. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Hi, Danny Davis for Stone Country, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. Try Dunkin's new Angus Steak and Egg Cheese Sandwich. Juicy Angus Steak, fluffy egg, and American cheese served on an oven-toasted onion bagel. America runs on Dunkin'. Price of participation may vary. Limited time offer. March is our favorite month for skiing and riding. Some warmer days, longer days, and it tends to be snowy. Just doesn't stick around as much as other times. So we are ready to ski and ride on pretty much every wide-open trail, like in New Hampshire. Sunapee riding up over 50 runs and 14 miles of terrain. Attitash also in New Hampshire with 73 runs. They remain in full operation. Stratton in southern Vermont with at least 3 or 4 6-passenger chairs riding today. 35 miles total and almost 90 runs at Stratton. Going to nearby, checking out 119 runs with some softer, loose granular snow. Smuggler's Notch in northern Vermont, all 78 trails across three peaks. Well, at Shawnee Mountain in Pennsylvania, riding up over 20 runs, their spring break specials kick off today with discounted tickets. Win live tickets daily at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
It's a new week on Wall Street. Last Tuesday, the Dow closed above the 13,000 mark for the first time since May of 2008, but finished the week below that level. The Dow down 3 points Friday, finishing up at 12,978. NASDAQ lost 13. S&P gave back 4 points. Crude oil fell $2.14 a barrel on Friday, settling at $106.70. It's something that makes Mondays even more depressing, but we'll do it anyway.
Fill it up.
According to the latest AAA National Gas Survey, a gallon of regular is now averaging $3.76, up 7 cents over the past week and up 29 cents over the past month. Three states across the country are now averaging more than $4 a gallon, led by Hawaii, with an average price of $4.38, followed by California and then Alaska. You want to save some money? Drive straight to Wyoming and fill up there. Cheapest gas in the country, averaging $3.20 a gallon. Business at the box office this past weekend.
I can just kiss you right now.
Well, you should, because The Lorax came in number one in theaters, so kiss away.
Well, we don't have time for that.
There's always time for that. The Lorax from Dr. Seuss brought in nearly $71 million. Closing notes. First, can you come up with a name that goes along with this voice?
Yeah, it was great to get the job done today.
A young man from Northern Ireland, all of 22 years old, and with his victory yesterday, he's now the number one ranked golfer in the world, Rory McIlroy, the name. A two-shot winner at the Honda Classic in Florida, and finishing in a tie for second, a golfer who once had a stranglehold on that number one ranking, Tiger, what's his name, who, I'm telling you, will never win another major. Finally, if you're having a problem with invasive and unruly vegetation, who are you going to call? Goat Busters. Yes, Prince George's County, Maryland plans to use goats to deal with their plant problem. Hey, that guy's got a goatee. Anyway, goats can graze on dense vegetation in areas where lawnmowers, weed whackers, and chemicals have failed. Lots and lots of goats are being called in. Oh, he's just a little goat, just a kid. We're told the goats will be used in herds of 25 to 30 and can clear about a quarter of an acre per day. Boy, that was weird. Sounded more like one of those New Year's Eve cranking noisemakers. Really knows how to get my goat. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.